Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome in, everybody, to a special breaking news edition of Football 24/7 here on Jacobs Sports. Eagles center Cam Jurgens has officially been extended. We're joined now by John McMullen, the number one Eagles beat reporter in town. Give him a follow at JF McMullen. Johnny Mac, some big news. Now, we were waiting on this to come this offseason. I'm not sure if we expected it this week, but we do get it in the chamber. And now four out of five of their offensive linemen, John, are locked up for the foreseeable future. Your immediate reaction to the Eagles extending Cam Jurgens, Johnny Mac?
Yeah, I mean, this is part of the reason for the offseason philosophy, and Cam was always going to be first. So the Eagles talked about setting up themselves to get some of their young stars that are coming around the bend into long-term extensions, and this was always expected to be the first one because he was the first one eligible. And they got it done today, first day of off-season work. So 4 years, $68 million, second highest paid center in the NFL. So they got him a little bit below Creed Humphrey, but right there at the top of the market. And you mentioned if you look at Lane Johnson, $25 million, Jordan Mailata, $22 million, Landon Dickerson, $21 million. And now Cam Jurgens at the top of the market for centers. I always say, if anybody, you know, in a copycat league, if anybody should copy what the Eagles do, and they should, it starts with investing in the offensive line. And, you know, and the second part of this is also the reason you can't get Mekhi Becton back, even though it's a little bit cheaper. You got four out of five, 80% of your offensive line making top of the line money. It's really difficult to put that fifth one into place. That's just sort of the nature of it. You got to go a little bit younger there. We'll see how that works out. But it doesn't matter who plays right guard. If you got those four guys, your offensive line is going to be top five in the NFL.
Yeah, and it's going to help out that guy at right guard. Speaking of investment, the deal is 4 years, $68 million with $39.4 million guaranteed when the contract is filed. We will see what those numbers look like, and we'll break that down for you on Birds 365. For those who aren't familiar, Cam, and most of you are, but Cam Jurgens was a second-round draft pick in 22, 51st overall pick. He's just 25 years old, and John just mentioned the four offensive linemen. Jordan Mailata under contract through 2028. Landon Dickerson under contract through 2028. Cam Jurgens now under contract through 2029, and Lane Johnson under contract through 2027. So the best part of the Philadelphia Eagles, maybe the most important part of the Philadelphia Eagles, is here to stay. Johnny Mac, next question for you on Cam Jurgens is, and people might not like this question, but I got to ask, there was the talk about the back injury late in the year there. He had 1 year as a starter. It was a damn good year, obviously, nonetheless, but you don't think they jumped the gun on this, right? You think this was the right move for the right player, and there's no concerns about that back injury.
No, it's been some time. He did have surgery after the season, so the Eagles, you know, certainly gotten a look at him, certainly have seen what happened. Obviously successful, or they wouldn't have went down this route. So no concerns from the long-term impact. And I'll just say, you know, you say Cam Jurgens, 1 year starter at center, but remember, he was a very good guard
before he moved over.
To replace Jason Kelce. So Eagles are sold on the player. there was no doubt it was going to get done, just a matter of when on the calendar. And this was the first of those dominoes. So when they talked about setting up and making some difficult decisions, whether it was C.J. Gardner-Johnson most notably, or Darius Slay as a cap casualty, or what's probably going to happen with Dallas Goedert, this was the first of the dominoes that they were talking about. Cam Jurgens, next year it'll be Jalen Carter, who will certainly set the market at defensive tackle. And then, you know, Nolan Smith and Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell, if you want to look way down the road, if they continue to play at the level they're playing at. But it is interesting, another offensive guy. At some point, the defensive guys are coming, but they're not allowed to get extensions yet. Carter will be eligible, and Nolan Smith will be eligible after next season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. John, you think this changes anything in the draft? I mean, I don't think so, obviously, because we kind of expected this to come. But, you know, maybe if people were leaning offensive line in the first round or Gray Zabel, you know, maybe it doesn't make all that much sense when you have four guys Pro Bowl caliber at least, and many of them all Pro caliber, three of the four, I'd say, and maybe Cam even has that potential in the future. Maybe you don't want to spend your first-round pick over there on offense. What do you think it means for the draft plans of the Birds?
No, I don't think it changes it much at all because, yeah, this was always part of the plan. It's not coming out of left field. So it's just a philosophy, and that's what I said. If you want to learn anything, and this is speaking to other NFL teams from the Eagles, invest in the offensive line. That doesn't mean – you know, invest in it to a certain degree, keep investing in it, right? And what they're looking for.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In the draft, if they go that way in the draft, it's more of a guard tackle versatility. It was never about center or anything of that nature. You know, day three, they might go for a backup interior offensive lineman. Yeah. But when it comes to the top of the draft, it was about, you know, getting that succession plan in place for Lane Johnson whenever that comes. And preferably the best case scenario is somebody who could start inside at right guard and then kick outside your right tackle when the time is needed. That might be pie in the sky, but you know, how many heir apparents did they run through for Jason Kelce? And they finally got it with, you know, mm-hmm. He finally did walk away and they had him in place. They want the same thing for Lane Johnson, but it's easier said than done to find that player.
Yep, no doubt about it. John, we always talk about when new contract, new extensions come with the Birds, especially in-house guys, how he is ahead of it. He's always ahead of the contract. He's got great cap foresight and his expectation of the market is almost always spot on. Do you think he is spot on here with Cam Jurgens? You mentioned he's the second highest paid center in the NFL behind Creed Humphrey in Kansas City, who's an unbelievable player. I think this is the right number for Cam Jurgens. I don't know how the center position will evolve in the next couple of years. Typically, the money always goes up, but I don't know how many great, you know, other great centers are as good as these guys. I know Frank Ragnow and the Lions, but just your thoughts on the number, the cap, the timing, that element of the deal.
Yeah, we'll see what the cap is. I'm sure there'll be voidable years on the end of it to better deal with the cap number during the major years of the contract. That's just the way how the Eagles have been doing the business. As far as, you know, anytime you get under setting the market, it's probably a win from the team perspective. That's just how contracts work. We talk about it all the time. nobody thinks Trey McBride is the best center in football, best tight end in football, but he's the highest paid tight end in football because it was his time. In theory, that would have been Cam, and they were able to get him in a little bit under Creed Humphrey. $18 million to $17 million is not that big of a difference, but a small win, I would say. And certainly when the better young centers come up, they'll go above that. And Howie knows that, and that's why he's good at what he does. And the Eagles as a whole, I mean, he'll be the first to tell you, you know, before it was Jake Rosenberg, now it's Bryce Johnston. Those are the guys doing the contracts. And you got to go back a long time to find a bad contract signed by the Philadelphia Eagles. So I tend not to worry about that.
Right.
And by that, a lot of people conflate to a failure in evaluation. I try to explain this on Birds 365, like Bryce Huff, a failure of that's a bad contract. No, it wasn't a bad contract. Bryce Johnston did his job. Jake Rosenberg did his job when that's a failure in evaluation. That's completely different.
Right.
I can't remember the last time they signed a bad contract. So this will work out well for the Philadelphia Eagles. And this is a proven player at a high level, at a Super Bowl level. So you already have the demonstrated performance. There's not projection like there was with Bryce Huff. So you always worry about injury, and we brought up the back, and anything can happen in the NFL, but it won't be a bad contract. I'll tell you that.
No doubt about it. John, last question for you before I let you go. We appreciate you stopping in on the move to do this report on Cam Jurgens. The extension just came down. 4 years, $68 million with nearly $40 million guaranteed. It's 39.4. John, what are the, if any, and you can speak a little bit more broadly about this because obviously we don't have the full numbers on Cam Jurgens yet, but does a move like this when you extend a guy who was on a rookie deal, is there any sort of cap relief or what would be like the immediate impact of it? It might be none at all. That might be the answer. There's no real immediate benefit. You just locked up a player, but is there any immediate cap relief benefit? What kind of things does this mean for the Eagles immediately?
Well, again, yeah, we have to wait to see how it looks. From the way the Eagles typically do things, they're going to fold in the final year of his deal as a second-round pick into the extension. And they're going to have some voidable years kicked on the end of it to spread out the salary cap hit over what's probably going to end up being 7 years or so. So can only speculate at this point without seeing the filed contract. But generally when the Eagles do this, it'll give them some short-term relief before the higher salary cap numbers kick in 2 or 3 years down the road.
Yep, got it. Johnny Mack, good stuff, brother. Appreciate you checking in for a report. Johnny Mack is roadside right now, pulled over for us to give us the breakdown. John, we appreciate you, brother. We will talk to you tomorrow morning on Birds 365. Unless maybe the Eagles make another move today, we will see. Johnny Mack, thank you, brother.
All right, thanks.
All right, there's Johnny Mack, John McMullen, the number one Eagles beat reporter in town, checking in roadside for us to give us a breakdown of Cam Jurgens. So for those who don't know or for those who are just checking in, center Cam Jurgens, locked down, 4 years, $68 million with $39.4 million guaranteed, and that keeps him in Philadelphia through 2029. This offensive line, guys, will remain a fortress for years to come. Listen to this. Starting from left to right, Jordan Mailata is under contract through 2028. Landon Dickerson is under contract through 2028. Arguably the best left side of an offensive line in all of football. Cam Jurgens, center, under contract now through 2029. Right guard, a little hole. We got Steen. We got Kendall Lamb. We got Matt Pryor. We got some options there. And then right tackle Lane Johnson under contract through 2027. All of those players are all pro caliber. Not all of them have been all pros. I think Cam will eventually be an all pro. Jordan Mailata has been an All-Pro. Landon Dickerson, if I'm not mistaken, he was an All-Pro either this year or last year. And Lane Johnson's obviously been an All-Pro. So just thinking about the philosophy of this team, thinking about why have the Philadelphia Eagles been so successful in the last decade? This is a big part of it. So anytime you see a contract extension like this come, you know Jeff Stoutland gave the go-ahead on how good the player was. You know the medicals checked out. I know the back was a concern. It was certainly a concern of mine, but with the surgery coming earlier this offseason, you know they checked that box, and you can feel good about the extension getting done. So the offensive line, the trenches in Philly will remain dominant. A big part of why we are a successful organization. So big news today, not something I expected to come on draft week, but this is when they do some of those, some of that business. So very good stuff here with Cam Jurgens now under contract. I told you guys the details on the player. For those who forget, for those who might not remember, he was a second round draft pick, number 51 overall in the 2022 draft. He played his college ball at Nebraska. And last year was his first year as a starting center. And but the year prior, he was your starting right guard, remember. So big news here. Cam Jurgens under contract, and 4 or 5 of those offensive linemen are locked down. If I'm Jalen Hurts today, I'm smiling from ear to ear. If I'm Saquon Barkley today, I'm smiling from ear to ear. If I'm Kevin Petullo today, I'm smiling from ear to ear, the Eagles' new offensive coordinator who will inherit one of the best offensive lines in football. It's a good day to be an Eagles fan, and congratulations to Cam Jurgens for getting the contract done. Well-deserved, well-earned, and let's see what you can do now in the future for us, Cam. We appreciate what you've done so far. Let's go continue to win. Big news here today is some breaking news. Didn't expect to do it today, but we got it. So I love it. I appreciate everybody doing it. I'll take a couple comments from the chat right now on Cam Jurgens. The priority players are first, Dank Bird Gang says, no doubt about it. And the offensive line players will always be priority. Well done by you. Andrew DeGrate says, Jurgens taking place for I think you meant Jason Kelsey, but no doubt. I mean, think about that, guys. You go from a Hall of Fame center that many teams will find years to find or replace or any of those things, and within 1 year, you have a Pro Bowl appearance, a Super Bowl win, the best offensive line in Eagles history, and a 4-year, $68 million extension for the center that replaced your Hall of Famer. That doesn't happen in bad organizations. Those circumstances do not exist in even many great organizations. So the front office people, the scouts, the personnel guys, the contract wizards, Howie Roseman himself, the leader of the personnel department, the entire front office, tip of the cap to all of those guys, because that doesn't happen often. To go from a Hall of Fame player at any position, let alone on the offensive line, and have another guy come up who's already Pro Bowl, who's already earned a max contract, doesn't happen often. So tip of the cap to those guys for what they've done in the trenches. We are a trench football team, and we shouldn't want it any other way. That's Philly. That's what we are. That's what we believe. That's what the organization believes, and that's one of the reasons that we are so successful. So well done for this team, and a big congrats to Cam Jurgens for getting the extension done. Appreciate all you guys being here today. Don't forget to hit that like button. Drop your comments on the video or in the chat down below. I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys, but an important piece of business gets done today for the Philadelphia Eagles. So well done by them. Thank you all for being here, and I'll see you next time on Jacob Sports.
EAGLES, Eagles.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.